brief here, but do you feel like you and Moose are kind of have a plan fit more you and you going forward?
Yeah, I think we'll see. Obviously, it's the first day of the install for the week, but yeah, I think you can't make a ton of changes. I mean, we're rolling pretty good right now in the season, so it'll be interesting to see what we end up doing Sunday, though.
You get hit with that bug that's going around?
Yeah, yeah, a couple of us got it, so be all right, though.
What has this season been like for you? You know, coming in as a starter, getting bench for a bit, coming back. What has it been like for you?
Yeah, I think it's just been frustrating for all of us, right? Losing a bunch of games, that stinks, and kind of the way we've lost some of them, too, so... not just me, it's frustrating for all of us.
How do you kind of process that roller coaster, though? I mean, how do you, what's your kind of focus, what's your kind of process through all that?
Yeah, you know, same as usual. I think, you know, everything is so fluid. You find out in the NFL and in this business that you just take it one day at a time, one week at a time, and do whatever you're assigned to do it the best you can. Regardless of your start and you're the backup, you're the three, I mean, that goes beyond the quarterback position, I think. So that's the way I look at it.
Does your confidence take a hit?
You know, when I got sat down, I didn't, confidence-wise, I felt fine. I think it's just frustrating not playing is the big thing.
How nice was it to come back in the Oakland game? And obviously you didn't get the win, but to end on two touchdown drives?
Yeah, I think, we were in 2 minutes. It was just kind of like – kind of just chucking it right to get back in the game, but you know, we lost, so it's whatever you did, you know, you felt like if we got one more chance at it, you know, who knows what happens, but we lost. So
what did you see when watching the game from the sideline for those weeks that kind of changed your perspective, if at all?
Yeah, I think you just watch the guys play and watch what we're doing offensively, what teams are doing to us. You kind of take a step back, like you said, you get a little different perspective. Which helps, you know, you take what you can, and obviously you want to be playing, right, but you just take what you can from being on the sideline.
What can you prove in these last few games?
Just win. I mean, we just want to win. We're starving for a win, so we all got something to prove.
Trevor, non-football question, but what is your cause for cleats this weekend?
Yeah, I'm worked with Colorado Children's Hospital, and my buddy Christian designed these. I actually didn't do much. Thanks, Patrick. So, we got leukemia is what Christian went through, but a lot of folks over there have been really good to me, and got a really good thing going with those guys. So, kind of a cool deal.
How old is Christian?
It was Christian. 16. I was gonna say, 21. 16, yeah, good guy.
He designed them?
He did, yeah. I got out of the way. So.
Trevor, I know you've spent a lot of Tuesdays over there. What have those visits been like for you?
Really cool. Yeah, good group. The kids are obviously great, but the staff's great. Just a really good group of people. Helps keep things in perspective for you, but good folks over there.
Those kids obviously get
it. If one of them is maybe watching on Sunday and sees your cleats, I mean, what would that mean to you?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, I think, those kids have helped me out more than they know, so it'd be pretty cool.
I was going to say, those kids have obviously gotten a lot from you, but what have you taken and learned from being around them?
Yeah, I think it's just obviously just such a cool perspective those kids have, and you go in there and they're the first to crack a joke or they're smiling, and it's you almost feel selfish going over there because I feel so good leaving. Hanging out with those guys, but just really, really cool people over there.
You pretty much 2-minute drill, both drives in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, any talk of it looked pretty good. Any talk of running the 2-minute drill like all the time?
Yeah, I mean, it's good when it's good, but you go 3 and out, it can get ugly on you pretty quick. So I think you got to be able to be multiple and. Change tempos, huddle, play on the ball. I think the good offenses, you see, do that quite a bit.
Have you noticed any differences with Bill Musgrave as OC?
Just a little. I mean, like I said, we're running the same stuff for the most part. We're the same group of guys, same offense. It's just, maybe the volume week to week is a little smaller, but, it's only been 1 week of him calling plays, truly, so it's tough for me to say what exactly it is, but you know, I think it's been good so far.
CJ mentioned the little collage that he sees every time he walks in every day. Mm-hmm. It's a great sign, grinds on his nerves a little. Is that something, do you think everyone kind of notices that, or has that almost become routine seeing that last
one? I think, you know, I don't think you need any reminders for how tough it's been. I think that's pretty consistent with everybody in the locker room. So all you can do is just put your head down, work as hard as you can, and we got to figure it out.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.